Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
One of the more common atheist arguments that we often hear is going to be that there cannot be a God because there's evil in the world. The argument goes like this. They say that if God is all-powerful and all-good, then he cannot allow evil in the world. As we look and examine that argument, there's a couple problems. First off, well, you can't define what good is, let alone evil, if there is no God. So the fact that they argue for a goodness and something that would be evil requires a standard, an absolute standard that they can judge good and evil by. If we're just the products of chemical reactions, just evolutionary chance, then all they can argue is that morality is something that we choose to do, and it's purely subjective. It's not outside of the person, and it's not absolute. Therefore, you can't say that what one person calls evil is evil for another person, because now it's subjective. They'll try to appeal to the society, but then you can't say what Hitler did was wrong because that society said it was okay. The reality is they know there is an absolute standard of morality, though they suppress that in unrighteousness. And that's what we want to appeal to in arguments like this. We want to appeal, first and foremost, to the fact that they can't even argue that there's something good and evil. It's just chemical reactions. So they're first appealing to our worldview to deny our worldview.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.